And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show we got this morning. Captain Ryan Willie, Dana War, Sport Fishing joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, talking fun, talking a great time. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And this is going to be a fun one today, Rick.
Oh, no doubt. We're stoked. Captain Brian Willie joining us this morning. Dana Ward Sport Fishing. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Everything's good. Good to see you.
Yeah, we're pumped to have you. You know, been a busy season. And oh, I always say the same thing. It's not easy to try and peel you guys away. Always on the boat. And, you know, we're so stoked getting to hear our kind of weekly rundown from you. But always a lot more fun having you in the studio. So much cool stuff that always goes on. Dana Ward is just... It's my favorite landing. You guys just do everything so right up there. You know what I mean? Like, from everything, from the trips to how much you guys take care of local community to how much you take care of fishing stuff. Like, anytime there's anything going on in our world, Dana Wharf is such a rad supporter. You guys are just such a cool family fishing place. I love it. And awesome. We're stoked to have you, man.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what we pride ourselves on is that whole family element.
Right? Yeah.
And that can be taken so many different avenues, right? Like I said, from the community aspect, from the kids to the tourists to the whatever.
To the regulars,
so
to everything.
The regulars, totally.
Yeah, the family atmosphere, I'm not saying that means like, oh, it's only great for a guy taking his kid for the first time. I mean, very much hardcore fishing that goes on there, but you take care of the regulars like their family. I dig it. Yeah, it's a really, really cool place to go fishing.
We dig it. It's a good dynamic. Like you said, we have a great group of solid regulars, great group of charter business, and it's just, it's been fun to see.
So, yeah, that's cool. So it's summertime, full swing, and, you know, all trips all happening at Dana Wharf. What's the fishing been like? What's the look going forward? What are we, you know, what's been the fun? What's kind of going on? What's our rundown from Dana?
Typical bass fishing, right? That's kind of like our bread and butter for sure on our half days and some of our 3/4 day stuff. We've been busy carrying lots of people,
yeah,
kind of doing that whole aspect. But, you know, we run overnight trips, multi-day trips, 4-pack trips, 6-pack trips. We have boats doing everything every single day.
Cool.
So it's good. We have feelers out in all the different areas. Now, we have a boat at the island one day. We'll have a boat out on the bluefin one day. We'll have a handful of boats on the coast one day. So we got a good element, good feel on kind of what's going on across the board. So just busy, like you said, and hectic, and
yeah,
but it's all good. You know, it's kind of what rolls us through everything.
One of the things I love is that you guys, you know, barring something crazy, kind of always have your normal run all the time, no matter what. If somebody's chartered, somebody else jumps in. You know, people all the time, you know, we'll get calls, you know, hey, is Willie running, you know, is Willie running the boat? And you guys, you'll jump in for somebody else. This boat gets chartered. The Clementi might do something one day.
Right.
Some Fun might do something different. You know, maybe you're used to half-day fishing, but today they're going to be fishing 3/4 local. Like,
totally.
You guys always move around to make sure the trip that you're, you know, customers and passengers are wanting to go on is always available for them.
Right. We can try harder. And sometimes, you know, obviously,
sure,
it doesn't happen every single day. But, you know, we've been able to, so far this summer, kind of accommodate that. But, yeah, I mean, my schedule is crazy. One day it'll be a half day. One day it'll be a half day in a twilight. The next day it'll be all day at Catalina or whatever. So we're all over the place. But it's good. It keeps our captains kind of on their toes, you know, pay attention to what's going on all over the place. But it's a good busy. It's different. But we're stoked to have it.
That's cool. And now, are you always on Some Fun, or
always on the Some Fun?
Okay, that's your rig.
That's,
you jump on the Some Fun, you're going with Captain Willie.
Most of the time, unless I'm off. So almost 25 years on that boat. So I've been there a little while. And
that's crazy.
Yeah,
25 years.
That's
years
awesome.
So, yeah.
Seen a lot of bass come over the rail.
Lots of bass. Yes.
That's some of the coolest coastline there is for good calico bass fishing. You get one of those days with nice warm water and some into the beach current. There, I mean, we call it the bass capital, but there is so much good, fun, chuck and wine, lure fishing, live bait fishing.
That's
like, it is. It's the bass capital.
It is. We've got, you know, some areas with some decent kelp. We've got some areas with some shallow hard bottom and big rocks. We've got some boiler rocks. We've got, you know, lots of different habitat that we're able to fish. A lot of our kelp kind of gone, waiting for that stuff to kind of make its return, hopefully this winter. Actually, we had cold enough water this winter for it to kind of grow, but a lot of it didn't come back. But, yeah, no, totally. Lots of area to fish, and, you know, we're lucky to have it.
In 25 years, how have you seen it change? The ups, the downs, the kelp, the not? I mean,
oh,
you know, that's a lifetime of fishing that zone, you know, and I'm sure it has included lots of ups. I'm sure it's included a couple of downs. Like, how have things changed in that 25 years?
Oh, man, from, you know, excuse me, the sand bass cycle that we went through back in the, you know, 90s. Early 2000s, the big areas of persistent kelp, the areas now that we haven't seen kelp in 3-4 years, we've seen a change. But then on the flip, you know, we've seen some really good areas that we haven't been able to, like, really catch fish. We've been able to get in and catch fish in certain little spots like that. So it's been good dynamic. It's been interesting to see a change. Some areas, just classic, like, okay, I know that this little zone is going to bite on this current, that, you know, tried and true for 25
yeah,
years
right,
kind of a deal. You know, that's just how that spot bites.
Yeah.
You know how that will work. So it's been good in that regard, both ways.
That's awesome. What's the most ideal condition you have at Dana Wharf for, like, the zones you fish? I'm not sure, just like you described, there's certain little spots that bite, you know, when current's going this way or that way. But when you show up in the morning and you start pulling the boat away from the dock, like, what's the thing where you're like, you're licking your lips and you know we're about to get them? Like, what's the
right,
ideal situation?
The ideal is, I think, like, just a little tick breeze out of, like, the west, minor, you know, just enough to kind of keep it, but downhill current. We need the downhill. Like, we do, we've been fishing a little bit with some uphill current, and it just doesn't bite the same.
Uh-huh.
That little bit of downhill is very important for our little zone. So even with, you know, warmer water, the water can be a little bit cooler, but if we got that little tick of downhill,
yeah,
it's on.
It's so
yeah,
crazy, man. That it's the same thing if you're Palos Verdes or if you're Point Loma, La Jolla, wherever. It's that same, just that slide down and in, man.
Yeah. Current's the king.
That's it, for sure.
Water temperature can fluctuate, water color, and not to say that those things aren't important also, but good,
just the movement.
Yeah, good current can, you know, override a lot of
everything,
other things.
For sure. And, you know, like you said, we'll fish some water in some zones one day where it's just beautiful, clean, 70 degrees, a little bit of current, you know, and they're biting, and the next day we'll kind of get back to water. Maybe a little bit off color, but it still has the temperature, and it still has that current, and that fish still bites. So.
Yeah.
That current's super important.
That's cool. And what about, I know I always have fun hearing you talk about, you know, in Corey's world, the rubber lure fishing. Like, how has it been for the guys jumping on some fun?
Oh, man.
Been good, good plastic
it's
fishing
been fun,
this year?
You know, it's kind of like a lost art. A lot of our guys, a lot of the seasoned guys that we've had fishing that stuff have, you know, come and gone, right? They've kind of come and got older and, you know, phased out. But some up-and-coming kids throwing lots of rubber lures and just the slow wind, the, you know, making the right cast, picking the right color to kind of match the bait or the condition. It's been on.
That's cool.
I've been catching a lot of fish on that stuff for sure.
How about the bait? How's the bait situation been this year up at Dana Wharf? And again, going forward, things looking
it's
good?
It's great.
Okay.
You know, we're so stoked to have Everingham in our harbor, you know, hauling our bait. They do such a good job. They work long and hard, and they're great. They're open to input, you know, like, hey, a little bit of anchovy will go a long way for us. And, you know, John Bratt hauls a lot of our bait, and he's super cool, you know.
That's
talking
right.
To him, this is what we need. Okay, I know that's, you know, sometimes a big ask.
Yeah.
But, you know, they work with us phenomenally, and we're fortunate.
That's sure. Always such a good feel, because, you know, you know that guy's got your best interest at mind. So, like, you know, when maybe the bait is not the way you want it, you know, well, that's not the easy way out. Like, they're...
Totally.
You know, yeah.
100%. 100%. They're trying to, you know...
Always.
We would love, you know, a sample of anchovy and sardine, but we realize, you know, sometimes it's not available.
Yeah, totally.
Those guys grind it hard to haul the bait that's already in there, so, yeah, we're certainly
and,
great.
And fortunate, too, because they dock here in San Diego Bay. I mean, they'll tie up to the receiver overnight, but they dock here in San Diego, so if, you know, there's chovy between here and there, you're going to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
cool.
Nobody knows this more than Corey. Obviously, you spent a lot of your life working, you know, on that operation and doing that exactly. But the one thing that sticks out of my mind so much was one of the times that Buck was on the show. He was just, you know, it was like early season, and they were looking for crew, as they often are. And I remember him, like, his job description was, if you like being on the ocean and not having a day off for about 6 months,
and
this is the right gig for you. Come on down.
And not getting paid a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's a rough one, man, really. I mean, all these guys that work on the boats have tough jobs, right? You know, you can't dictate your time and your days off, and it's the same thing on the bait.
It's the grind.
Yeah,
those guys grind hard, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
And when it's, you know, when the demand is high, like seeing those guys turn and burn, just, you know, I mean, like, they went out and they made their catch, and, you know, the pressure valve got released for about 5 minutes for the fleet, and then they unload it, and then it's just straight back out again.
Right,
I mean, like,
out.
It just doesn't, yeah.
So they've been in there. Everingham's been in the harbor for 10, 12?
At least, I would say, probably over 10.
Yeah, like 10 or 12 years, and before that, it was the Mellow Brothers.
Yeah, the Mellow Brothers.
So you were there for all that?
For the transition and everything, yeah.
I bet you see a difference in the bait, because the Mellow Brothers, like James and Oceanside, and God, I remember all these Hargraves when they did it up in Long Beach, LA. They have a brailing system, right? So they get the bait up tight to the boat, and they use like a 100 scoop to literally dip in and then load the boat with that. And at some point, that stuff goes, you know, it gets a little scaled and a little dry doing that. Where the Everingham have a patented way of loading the bait, and it never leaves the water. I mean, do you see a difference?
I mean, the bait is so good 99% of the time, you know. And, you know, stuff that we can't control, like the water movement in and out of the harbor, kind of takes a toll on some of that stuff from time to time.
When it hits over 7.
But it is what it is, right? They can't control, but everything that they can do in their control, they're on top of
it. Cool.
And it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I like it. That's cool.
Digging into the bait world.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's kind of the coastal rundown. How about the offshore island scene? How have the boys been doing? Has the island shaped up the way that we would like them to for the guys that are venturing a little farther off the coast?
Yeah, you know, it has. Marcus has the Fury, and he runs, you know, his overnight charter business and some open party stuff on that boat. And he's had some great, you know, early summer fishing over at Clemente. Good yellowtail fishing, the sea bass fishing for a little time there was really good. And then the surface action, I was talking to him the other day, he said the bass fishing is just turned on over there at Clemente. It's been really, really good. And then our little fleet of smaller boats, Christian runs a little boat, Lexi Sport Fishing. He has that boat called the Lexi. And he's been on that bluefin He's had a couple rough days, kind of like we were talking here in the last week or two. But when that fish is there, he's fishy.
That's cool.
He's connected. He talks to a lot of people, and he knows the zones, and he's good at what he does. So we see a lot of nice fish come off of his boat, and a lot of happy people rolling off his boat as well. So
that's awesome.
It's been out there. If there's something in their zone, they're on top of it, and they're catching it.
That's cool. Very cool. Well, certainly it's been a good season, and so much to cover. Like we said, you guys do you really do everything there at Dana Wharf Fishing, from the inshore to the offshore to the local to the island. It's going to be a great show and lots of great info today, Corey.
Lots of fun, Rick. I mean, we got lots to talk about, and local fishing, bluefin, the whole deal. And you want to join us, man? We've got a list of prizes for you today. We're going to give away stuff to the texters, stuff to the callers.
Everybody's winning today.
And then like a huge prize on top of that. So the texters are going to get
one lucky texter.
There it is. Thank you, Rick. One lucky chosen texter is going to get a pair of half-day tickets so they can go to with Brian
out
there. Right, exactly. Go to Dana Wharf and enjoy yourself. And then a pair of tickets are going to one lucky caller. Okay, so
and that'll
two three-quarter day passes three-quarter that day. Way.
Yep.
That's pretty cool,
Brian. So we'll double it up. We'll give the texters get two half-days. The callers get two three-quarter days.
I couldn't have said it any better. And then so we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show. And that individual is going to get a certificate for Costa Sunglasses.
Ooh, how cool, man.
$300 certificate, okay? So if the passes to go fishing weren't enough, we're going to flip a coin, and that certificate for Costa, you actually get to go on there. You can choose a lesser pair, a more expensive pair, but regardless, you get to go on there, choose your hats, your sunglasses, maybe a shirt to add on to it, whatever you want. So it's yours, a $300 certificate.
Yeah, if you want to get $250 pairs of shades, you can do that. If you want to get a $200 pair of shades and $100 worth of Costa gear, whatever, you got it coming.
There it is right there. You want to give us a call? It is super sweet. The fishing part of it, too. You can use your glasses and go up there and go three-quarter day or half-day fishing. And 213-432-1090. That's a telephone number here. You can got a question for Brian, or you can text us. You can text us via the app, only through the app, and you want to make sure you leave your name and your telephone number, and we'll do it that way. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Brian Woolley. We hear his voice every week with the Fish Report, but now we got him in studio. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanese, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. If you missed the first part of the show with Brian Woolley in here from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, we're giving away a couple half-day passes to the texters.
Really cool prize. So how it's going to work is, so of all the texters, if you text the show and your text is able to get read on the air, which, again, you know, we should always say, too, so stoked and so appreciative. We've got such a rad family of listeners out there texting the show. It's become so popular that, you know, on average, you know, we're getting like 75 to, you know, as many as 200 texts during the show. So I love them. Love every one of them. We're just not able to read them all. But we really enjoy it and try to get through as many as we can. So if you're one of the lucky ones that gets a text read on the show, you're going to be eligible to win 2 half-day passes. We're going to pull one lucky texter at the end of it, and they're going to win a couple of half-day passes. Same thing with the callers. One of our lucky callers is going to win 2 3-quarter-day passes to go fishing up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So there will be 2 guaranteed winners, one from the tech side, one from the caller side. And then as we normally do at the end of the show, we're going to have Captain Woolley flip our coin. And then that coin is going to designate whether that pair of Costas that Corey was talking about is going to go to the call side or the tech side. So, yeah, some great prizes and lots of fun today.
Dude, and that Costa thing is really cool. Yeah. It's a $300 certificate. You can choose your glasses, whatever one you want. And then with the additional funds, you can choose a shirt, hat, whatever you want.
Totally, yeah. And those guys, the one thing I sure love about Costa is especially, you know, becoming a lot more familiar with them, and we've sold them in the shop for years, is that company has a frame that fits everyone. Yep. I mean, if you've got a really skinny, small head, if you've got a big, fat head, or you've got something in between, they have so many frame options. And then once you figure out what frame style you want, then you can dial in the color lenses you want. If you're a black frame guy, if you're a tortoise frame guy, if you want a funky color guy, you know, whatever it might be, like, there's just a pair of those shades that fits you right. And, you know, we're so stoked. We've got a bunch of them at the shop that it's nice that, you know, we can just start firing glasses at a guy that's to start dialing and being like, you know, so many of us, you know, we're fishermen, not fashion personally. I don't know what kind of sunglasses I like. Well, you know, you start firing glasses at you, and one of them, hey, man, this one fits a little bit tight. This one falls off my face. But, man, this one fits like a glove, and I can shake my head around, and they don't move. Like, all right, well, turns out this is what fits me, right? And then, you know, you step outside and start trying lens colors and look at the water and look at the docks and look at the rocks and see if you like your, you know, your eyes to relax a little bit more in a gray lens, or if you like the color contrast that, you know, the colored lenses like an amber or rose type blend provides for you, and you know, just kind of dial in until you find the right pair.
What color are you?
I like those. I really like that Costa Del Mar. They call it Silver Mirror, yeah, which is basically a gray lens. It's just a very neutral lens color that everything is basically exactly as you see without them, but it's dimmed up a little bit, and your eyes really relax behind them. Like, that's my favorite. So it's basically the same as a gray, but it's got that one little film of mirrored lens. It's kind of one-way mirror-ish. Like it's not super flashy like some of the other mirrored lenses, but still very neutral and very easy.
What about you, Brian?
I'm the same way. Daily, I wear the gray with the silver mirror. I wear the Spiro XL.
Favorite, too. Spiro XL is mine, too.
It was funny. Before my fishing career, I was in the sunglass business.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
Coming from some of that, like, Coast is it. They've figured it out. Their polarization's insane. Everything's perfect about those glasses.
Dude, they're made for fishermen.
They're made for fishermen, yeah. 100%.
I Spiro XL is my favorite one. They just fit me like a glove. I really like them. What I have right now is the Rinconcito because we were fishing Barrett a couple weeks ago, and you know, a cast went a little high, and it got in the tree.
No.
You know, I'm not going to say who made that cast, but I was in there helping someone retrieve a lure, and, you know, it was like full forest, you know, in the branch, and one branch flipped sideways and decided that it wanted my glasses more than I did.
Oh.
You know, Barrett, like, it's been one of the best fisheries in the world, but that water's stained, boy. Like, they got about a quarter of an inch below the surface. Like, oh, that was it. Those things are gone. They're gone forever. I ordered another pair of Spiro XLs, and I got the Rinconcito right now, which is basically the exact same shape in a slightly smaller lens.
Yeah.
I really like these a lot, too.
Okay.
Like, the frame shape on both of them, I'm pretty stoked on. But anyways, that's what I'm rocking right now.
It's all good stuff.
I dig it. Well, the phones are packed. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Call from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Brian. Hey, Brian, my question for you is, do you still have on Sundays where the kid fish is free for a paid adult?
You know, you'd have to call our office for that. We do on Sunday afternoons on the half-day trip. They still do a dockside clinic. I'm not 100% sure if they still fish for free or not, but that's certainly worthy of a phone call to our office. They can give you the 100% correct information on that. But, yeah, we love our afternoon deal with the kids. It's cool. They come down on the boat a little bit before the boat leaves. The dock would kind of go over how to catch a bait, how to get it on your hook, kind of what we're targeting
cool.
for that day. So the kid takes a little bit of that fear out of the initial part of the trip for those kids, and it gives them a good little head start. So, yeah, call our office. They can for sure tell you on that. I'm sorry I don't have that total answer for you right now, but they can steer you in the right direction on that totally.
Dockside Clinic, how long, how early, and it's just on Sunday?
It's just on Sunday. It's on the Sunday afternoon half day.
What a cool deal.
The trip departs at 12:45, so they put the kids on the boat like 15 minutes early and kind of go over, hey, you know, show them pictures. This is what kelp bass looks like. This is
awesome.
The bait that we have in our bait tanks. This is how you're going to want to hook it. This is the setup that we've been using, like sliding egg sinker or, you know, Carolina rig sliding egg sinker or something, dropper loop. Just kind of give them a little
really,
head start.
Really neat, actually.
I dig that, man.
Yeah.
I love that place.
I mean, that's the thing. You guys do so many little specialized things like that. Like, even in the early spring where you've had the, like a camp.
Right.
Right?
Right. We do.
You still do that?
Yeah. I started our last session of our summer kids camp on Monday morning. So, yeah, we're just.
And that sells out like the snap of a finger, right?
2 seconds is sold out for
sure.
That's cool.
But it's fun, you know. So, yeah, a lot of kid-oriented stuff. But certainly, again, call our office and they'll give you the correct details on that.
Cool. I dig it.
Really cool.
John, appreciate the phone call very much. Why don't we go to the text side of things? We had a bunch of great texts come through. This one was kind of fun. It was more of a report. It was from Jeff in Costa Mesa, and he just said, Dorados, yellow, and bluefin all outside of Dana Point local. Our fish report yesterday meant that Woolley's boat is going to be very busy. It's going to have a very busy Monday. They fished the 209, said they saw hundreds of yellow on kelps, caught a bunch of yellows and Dorado, and had a wide open stop off of a kelp that was barely more than a stringer that was floating along. But anyways, he said, make sure to bring plenty of ice, and he thinks that Willie's going to be very busy in the week
awesome.
Coming up. So,
we'll take it.
Yeah,
we'll
nice going, it. Jeff.
Yeah, it's that time of year, right?
Fishing. Yeah, I mean, it totally is. You can get out there one day and drive around and find kelps and have nothing on it, and the next day, just like you said, he found one leaf that had fish on it. You know, that fish is moving around, so it's just a matter of getting out there and, you know, getting set up on the right
that's
one and spending
thing.
Some time. So,
and that's
yeah,
a,
for
that's,
sure.
That's really the beauty of where Dana Wharf is. I mean, it's...
It's not far from a lot of area.
Dude, you're the closest point of land to, like, Clemente.
Right.
You know, right?
Yep, it's perfect for our guys getting out there, and we're close. You know, we can get out to the 209, the 277. We can get down to the 312, the upper 181, like... It's all within striking distance for sure.
It's such a centrally located spot. It's a perfect spot to start from. You got everything. All the islands are an easy strike. striking distance, everything.
And bait quick and out. And,
yeah, right, so, totally. Yeah, yeah, nothing faster to bait and then into open water than Dana Wharf, for sure. Right. Well, hey, another great text coming through. This one says, Brian, I've had so many great experiences with the Fury and Captain Marcus at Dana Wharf that I decided to book our annual company charter with you, and we're going fishing on board the Stump Fun in late August. Any idea what we might hope to find? We did a full-day trip on our charter. That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
Oh, sweet. In August? Man, we could be off the beach. We could be out there looking for kelps or, fishing, Dorado, Yellowtail on those kelps. Some of this other fish moves in. I remember last August we had some good shots at some bluefin inside the Catalina there. So prime time, August is always a great month. So fingers crossed that we see some of that stuff, and again, that's a prime time.
Full day trip fun too, especially with you, whether you have just extended time in your zone, whether you go to your normal zone and hook offshore, whether you have all the time to go, like you got a lot of options, with a lot of hours to spend.
We kind of split some trips like that too. Sometimes if there's fish to catch in the mornings, we'll get out there and we'll get offshore 10, 15 miles and spend some time on kelps. And we've had plenty of trips where we've gotten some yellowtail and some Dorado in the morning and zip to the inside and finish the day off with a few hours of bass fishing.
You can sign me up for that.
Right? Yeah. I could do that right now.
No doubt.
It's a good time.
Well, great text. Appreciate it very much. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Jack? Jack calling from Ontario. Good morning, Jack. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Want to say that Dana... Hey, Dana Wharf is my number one favorite place to fish and to take kids fishing, grandkids especially. They love that place. With either you or Pika, you guys are so great with the kids. I can just take them on the boat and I can fish and you guys do the rest. And I just appreciate all you do down there.
Awesome. We appreciate it. Yeah, we like having the kids on the boat. And thanks for that. We do like to spend a little bit of time with those kids, It's easy to see the kid that's standing there not having a good time, right? So it's like, okay, we've spent 5 or 10 minutes with them, and it changes the whole dynamic of the trip. We've set plenty of kids up with, hey, this is what we're fishing on our rods upstairs. Let's take it off our rod and tie it on your rod and show you how to use it. And, it's good. So we love having those kids on the boat. And it's cool. We've had those kids come to our kids' camps. And then they come back and want to work on the boat, and, it's just great. It's a good dynamic.
The farm system.
Totally.
Yeah. 100%. I dig that. I think 100%. It's so cool. And Lanning has such a good fleet of rental tackle, both conventional and spinning gear. Right. If it's cast an anchovy fishing, and you can take one more element out of, of ease to it and put a nice spinning rod in their hand, and they're going to wind in calico bass all day long rather than getting frustrated trying to fish a conventional reel.
Absolutely.
Like, everything is geared towards making it smooth and easy.
We try our best. We have great rental gear. The kids that do our rental rods try their best to change line on those things just about every single trip.
Sure.
It comes in, line comes off, new line goes on, and it makes a big difference. So yeah,
that's right.
We're stoked when we have those kids on the boat for sure.
Right on. Hey, great call. We appreciate it very much, buddy. Corey, got a good text rolling for us?
Yes, this is a very simple one. It comes from Mark in San Gabriel, and Mark, we appreciate you sending the text. Only through the app, you do it, you have your chance of winning a couple of half day tickets today. And Mark in San Gabriel wants to know if you have any six pack boats for September out of the landing.
We do have a good fleet of six pack boats. Are run by great captains, and the best bet, call our office. They may be booked. I don't really know the whole, charter side of their booking operation.
Especially for September, right?
But I do know that is a great time of the year to go fishing, and we have options. If you want to fish, a few hour half day, we have boats that specialize in that stuff, like hotel groups, and we have other...
Is Daniel Lavabera?
Yeah, Daniel runs just these perfect little trips for, guys that just want to get on the water and do a couple quick hits, and he's been doing really well with that. And then we have just standard six-pack boats that will take you all day fishing or Clemente.
Daniel is such a soulful guy. Like, he's got several kids in his own, from like 8 to 5 years old, and a newborn right now,
right?
Too, I think.
Yeah.
But he is so good with kids and family.
He is. He's got a nice little niche, for people that want to get out but don't have the time, or they know that their kids don't have the patience to deal with a longer trip. So he's got a nice little deal going where he's, anywhere from 3 to 5 hour little quick.
That's pretty cool. And again, just like you said, that's the beauty of right where Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is there is nowhere closer to fishing.
It's totally doable.
You're out of the harbor in less than 5 minutes, and you're in prime fishing grounds. Literally, right out front.
Some of that bluefin, like last year, I don't think this year yet, but some of that bluefin came as like to the buoy,
year.
Right?
Yeah, there's fishing 50 pounds last year.
Kayakers.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we had a bunch of, a group of kayakers that were, you know, callers to the show, and they would give us their weekly report. I mean, they were paddling off the beach, launching from the harbor, paddling off the beach, catching bluefin on their kayaks, not being towed to some area. I mean, paddling from their thing, and I mean, week after week, we're catching them.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Like,
right. That was fun. All right, well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Corey?
How about Ed? Ed from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I have a couple questions. My first one is I was out calico bass fishing, and I, you know, it was going pretty good in that. But I found, well, what happened was my braid was binding in into my spinning gear and that, and it was, you know, catching on the cast and that. And that just started, and I'm wondering, what can be done about that?
You know, a lot of guys we see will just kind of casually turn the handle and let the line pile back on the spool. I think with a spinning reel, for sure, you need to keep a little bit of pressure as that line's going back onto that spool, especially if you're fly lining a lighter bait. And, you know, make sure it goes back on tight so when you go and make that cast back out with that lighter bait, it comes off the spool better. But, you know, I think for fly lining baits, it's hard to beat the monofilament, especially if you're bass fishing. I mean, that's kind of my deal. I love a fly lining with the monofilament. It just goes on and off. Certainly, I have plenty of reels with the braid on it.
Sure.
But for our guys, just calico bass fishing, that monofilament. I mean, let's be honest, it's almost a lost art, guys, that can fly line
an anchovy
on light monofilament. So, you know, we may be in that cycle where you're going to have to pick it up and learn it again here, you know.
When I agree with
switches,
you.
So,
I agree.
You know.
I couldn't agree with you more. I got Power Pro on most of the reels that I fish with. With that said, it's not all, because there are certain places where mono is just king, and I don't care who you are, and I don't care how. I love fishing that Super 8 Slick version 2.0 Spectra. It's very round. It comes off the reel very nice. But nothing comes off the reel as nice as mono does.
Right.
You know, and especially light line like that, casting an anchovy with a open reel or a low profile reel. I mean, it just comes off the reel better.
It does. But I think, again, to speak to his question, just make sure it goes back on the spool tight. That's going to be your key.
Yeah. If you fished a bait and you wound the thing back in and you know that it's loose, there's a couple of things you can do. Just, you know, get a cast back out there and then pinch the line between your thumb and your finger, wind it on tight. You can keep a torpedo sinker in your pocket, pin it on the hook, drop the thing straight down, wind it back on nice and tight. I mean, it takes you 2 seconds, and then you know that you're ready for the next cast that you need to make.
I like it. And I think what people do sometimes too, Ed, is they look at 20-pound Power Pro, and you know, hey, I'm never going to use 20-pound, but it's so skinny that it digs into itself,
right.
You know, and it might even be you need to bump it up to 50-pound Power Pro.
You're totally right there.
It could be.
Spectra is one of those unique things, at least in the world of, you know, casting poppers and surface iron and this tuna fishing, the larger diameter Spectras cast way easier than smaller do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, 100-pound cast so much easier than 80, and 80 more than 65, and 65 cast way easier than 50, and vice versa. So, like, you're right. I mean, you might not, you know, it's a heavier line than you need, but it's, you know, it's just a means of attaching a little piece of fluoro and getting a bait out there. You might find it a little easier with a bigger diameter.
I like it.
That's a good tip, Corey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phone. Appreciate it, Ed.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. How about Bruce? Bruce calling from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Bruce. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. I got a question for the three-quarter day boat. Are you fishing the boiler rocks and the kelp, or do you go out to Catalina Island for the calicos?
We most of the time stay on the beach. Our Catalina trips are usually the all day deal, 5 to 5 type of trip. So we're coastal. We're fishing anywhere from up through other side of the closure in Laguna Beach, up there towards Crystal Cove, sometimes up through you know, the lower part of Newport Beach, all the way down to you know, through North County, San Diego, down there above Oceanside. So that stretch of beach off Camp Pendleton, more or less.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time there.
That's a beautiful area.
It is.
It doesn't get pounded too hard. You know?
It doesn't. I mean, you know, it gets fished, you know, from some boats from Oceanside and from us, certainly. But, you know, a little bit of skiff traffic. But there's some good area down there. When it wants to bite, it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, we'll incorporate some boiler fishing. There are days on our half-day trips when we're in tight, close to the rocks and fishing some of that stuff as well. So it's both. Most of the time, though, for our three-quarter day stuff, to answer a question, we're on the beach.
Is it condition-related that makes you go down that way? Is it just the, man, it's been too long, I got to go check that out, I know it's in my back pocket. What is it that makes you, you know, because you just because you have so much good zone to fish at Gale Wharf, what makes you take the little walk down the way?
Yeah, no, it's condition for sure. Like with this big south swell that pushed on the beach, like the stuff below our harbor was all washed out just the way the beach faces,
like,
you know.
Like trussle section.
Yeah, like that whole section just, it took the swell really good. So it washed out really good, too, you know. So I was fishing up the coast the last few days just to kind of mix it up and, you know, with good results.
Yeah.
So it depends. Conditions for sure are going to dictate if that boat's going to turn up or down.
25 years of fishing a zone gives you a really good idea what you're going to have coming forward.
We're going to go. Totally.
That's cool. Hey, great call. Well, we got a great catch report coming up. And my bad, Cast Man. I did not see you on there, but we got the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, joining us this morning with our Baja and Mainline catch report. Buenos dias, Cass.
Good morning, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky and Corey.
My bad, Cass. I had the screen down and didn't see on there. So thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Not a problem, Ricky. Not a problem. Hey, I just got back from Manzanillo down there for celebrating youngest daughter Roxy's 50th birthday. And we had a total of 11 down there. And it's been about 30 years since I've been to Manzanillo. And that sits between Ixtapa and Puerto Vallarta. Really, really a beautiful tropical place. And, of course, we've got some great fishing down there. Unfortunately, we had taken the family fishing one day, but that Hurricane Estelle was sitting about 200 miles off the coast, and Port Captain closed the port and had it closed until the day we left. And,
even though
I kept looking out there, and I'm looking at the marina at Las Hadas from my hotel, and there's no waves. I mean, it's no winds, but pretty frustrating. But we had a great time, and that's a great destination, especially wintertime to get down to that area. You know, they got some great fishing, of course, you know, sailfish and marlin, and they'll do the Dorado, and they'll get some tuna schools to come through there. And then, of course, along the beaches, you've got roosters and sierras and jacks to keep you busy there. And they've got pongas, and then they've also got some nice, really nice sport fishers. The boat I was going to charter was a 36-foot beautiful, you know, big tower on it, and it was $800 for the day. I mean, so, you know, that's a heck of a price for a boat that size.
Yeah, wow.
Fully with top-notch tackle. So it's a good buy, good bargain. Stayed at an all-inclusive place called the Barcelo Carmina. Gorgeous, gorgeous hotel, and all-inclusive. And like I said, we had a great time. But getting into the fishing, I talked with Danny Talamantes from Loreto yesterday. I've got a group of 10 arriving tomorrow and a group of 20 arriving Sunday. And he said the Dorado fishing is just out of sight down there. He said there's so much Dorado down there right now. And easy limits. He's got people that are coming back in by 9, 10 o'clock, just got their limits. And yellowtail still going off there in different high spots there. But like I say, if you guys want Dorado right now, it's the time to get to Loreto. And there's, you know, very, very economical packages. And airfare is pretty reasonable, too, both out of L.A. and CPX. And of course through Phoenix on American. Down in San Jose del Cabo there, it's still going up into those high spots around from Punta Gordo, you know, 35-40 minute drive from the marina there in San Jose. They're getting the yellowfin tuna there. Most of the fish 20 to 30, occasional 50, 60, 80 pounder. Mostly on live bait, cut squid, and of course also on the iron. They're doing real well on that. Of course, and there's also Dorado. They got some big, big bulls there. And you heard that big bull that won the East Cape Dorado shootout. Yeah, big, big, big. But so there's some big Dorado flowing around out there. And of course, if you guys want marlin, the striped marlin a little further out, some difference on the high spots there. But man, there's some good fishing going on down there. And Corey, I just want to let you know, we got about 5 spots left for our El Salto trip, January 26th to 30. Anybody wants to join Corey and myself on this great, great bass trip? I mean, you know, it's 100-plus fish a day. I think the year before last, there was a couple of boats, our boat included, had 200 fish bass a day. So it's if you guys like catching bass one after another, it's, and there's some good quality fish, too, 9, 10, 11 pounds. bass, and it's pretty productive. But anyway.
Cass, you guys pick these dates based on a lot of factors, you know, time of year, when the commercial activity is happening, when the, you know, moon phase, things like that. Like a lot has gone in over the year to having the dates that you guys pick to fish Salto.
Yeah, exactly. There is a commercial tilapia fishery there. And so they have nets that are strung out. I mean, a lot of nets throughout the lake. And it does push those bass out from the shoreline quite a bit. And but there's two times a month that they pull those nets out. And so we go in the day after they pull the nets out, and the day before, we leave the day before they put the nets back in. And those bass move back inside, and that's why it's got to be to go on no net days.
And Cass, they so know. Like those bass literally pull off the bank and sit in 15 feet of water deeper. And as soon as those nets come out, it's like they just start lurking back into the shallows. And it's they know. And and then there's those guys, Cass, that think, well, man, they're like gill netting it. Like how do any of the bass survive? Well, they're trying to catch, you know, a smaller tilapia, and they're using, if you look at the nets, they're made with like 4 pound or 6 pound monofilament. It's such a light, it's like a 4 pound bass would power through it, you know. It's such a light thing. But the bass fishery, it's almost like Barrett. It's got to be thinned out a little bit, you know. Right. There's so many bass in there, and there's so many tilapia for food, and the shad population's huge, and it's such a healthy fishery. I can't wait.
That's cool, man. You got me fired up.
So anyway, anybody wants to join us on that trip, and of course we've got our Loretta Rumble, and I think I mentioned last time, I finally got my rates from the hotel, put a package together for next April 16 to 20, fish those yellowtail down there. And that's all together, and I think I've got I've held 25 rooms, 25 pongas, and we've got 5 rooms and 5 boats left. So anybody wants to go on that trip or been wanting to go, now's the time to jump in there and take those last 2 spots. So give us a call at 800-593-6510. And if you want more information on Cast Tours, check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to your boys next Saturday.
Man, great report, Cass, man. As always, appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up on Manzanillo. Cool new spot. And, man, appreciate everything. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Cass, man.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back with Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great Range fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the SX, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, El Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such a fun morning. I know we have a very special report.
Yeah, we're going all the way up north to Katmai and talking to Pete. Pete and Bob are both on the line from our fantastic Katmai Lodge Let's Talk Hookup trip that's going on right now. Good morning, boys.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Brian. Hey, how's the show going?
We're having fun. Yeah, we're having a great time talking Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You know, I mean, obviously it's Dana Wharf in the middle of July. Clearly we're having a good time and talking fishing, but we've been very excited to hear how things have been going and stoked that you were able to snag Bob in with you too. How's the Let's Talk Hookup Katmai trip treating you guys?
We're flying up today, sadly. It's day seven, the last day of our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Post Katmai trip, and it's been another fantastic one. I mean, Katmai Lodge is certainly one of the great places on earth to visit, and it didn't disappoint this year. We did have some issues with weather, because you know what happens in Alaska. If you don't like the weather, you wait a minute, and then it changes. So we had quite a bit of rain when we got here, but did that stop us from fishing? No.
Yeah, of course not.
On and a lot of good gear, which they have here at Katmai that you can use, and we were trudging the river. The sockeye run this year was epic, is the only way to describe it, right, Bob?
It was great. It was, they put 72 million fish they took out of Crystal Bay this year. They broke the record.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. What?
It's unbelievable, and that's with nets everywhere at the entrance. They still come up the Alagnac River, and the first we get to take a 50-pound box home of prime sockeye salmon fillets every person, and we filled our box in a day and a half.
That's crazy.
You're allowed 10 a day, and we limited 2 days in a row just like that. So then it's like, okay, now we're going to go fish something else. So
yeah,
we went up and fished up in the braids. Trout fishing was very slow, but there was tons of king salmon and sockeye up there, and we did catch some trout. But the king salmon fishing for the first part of the week was off the charts. I mean, there were some. One of our group, Bobby, caught a 35-pound king.
In the river.
And there was a lot of fish in the 10s and 20-pound fish, and all these fish are being caught on spinners. So you think Katmai is a fly fishing resort? No, far from it. You can spin fish and catch a ton of fish here. You never need to use a fly rod, but if you want to catch fish both ways, fly rod or conventional, Katmai is unbelievable. Well, then the top off was yesterday, as we were waiting for the chum salmon to come in, and you know, a few chum salmon were being caught here and there, and yesterday they came in force. We started catching, I'm going to call what, 12 to 18 pound chums.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, that's not right.
And the chum fights, you throw a
so hard
fly rod on them, and they hit like a freight train. And, I mean, they pull so hard, it's unbelievable.
They're all knuckle busters.
Yeah. Right?
I know when we went last, our last trip, when I went with Dallas, that was our favorite thing to do. Pete, I mean, our trip was much like you described, the sockeye fishing, fantastic, super fun, great eating, but you got them so fast. It was like, well, let's go do something else. And the chums are crazy action, and they're like, they're bulldogs, man. And when they get pointed the wrong direction in the river, like, man, hang on. That's really, really fun fishing.
Oh, it is. And they hit like a freight train, too. It's so much fun. So that was a great way to cap off a great week. And we had the best day of the week yesterday. Sunshine, blue skies, like we do right now. Sunshine, blue skies.
It's going to be easy in and out today, Rick. Doing salmon and shuttle people on the taxi, the air taxi.
Yeah, it was a little difficult getting in. The day we got in, it was with pouring rain, and they couldn't land the big plane here, but today's the problem,
nope,
right?
No problem.
But again, that's the beauty of Katmai. You have Bob, and Bob is like a logistical genius getting all of the gear and supplies and people to that great lodge. Like, the cool thing about Katmai is it is a true wilderness lodge. Like, you are out there. You are out and up there. And no matter what it be, whether you have beautiful conditions like today or adverse, Bob's going to get you in there safe. It's a really special spot. And you mentioned the gear. I spent my whole life in the tackle store being kind of a tackle junkie. That was the part that blew me away more than anything. Everything that those guys provide was high end, whether it was, you know, high end spinning rods and reels, whether it was the fly tackle, whether it was the waders that if you chose to use their gear, everything that was provided was top tier.
Absolutely. Sims, waders, and boots, G. Loomis rods and reels, both conventional and fly. I mean, everything here is great. And the food, unbelievable. I mean, how they can do the food. Like, last night was prime rib night. Holy mackerel, it was so good. Yeah, it was. It's just, and the staff here does everything for you. Super fantastic guides. The boats are great. All Yamaha-powered boats, either jet boats or prop boats. And, you know, you've got river right and river left, and you just kind of every morning the big decision is, do we go up or do we go down? Because there's something everywhere. And then you add in the wildlife, the bears, the moose. We did see one set of moose, a lot of beavers, eagles everywhere, bald eagles everywhere. It's truly a very, very special place, one of my favorite places to come to. Now, next year when you come, Ricky, in July, that trip is already sold out. It's already sold. But I begged and pleaded with Bob to give us another small piece of in August, which is a totally different time of the year. We're going to come August 12th through 19th. We only have 10 spots available on that trip, but that's pretty special time. It's time for silver salmon and big trout up in the upper rivers and the Alagnac, because all the Osaka that went by us now, the trout all follow them, and they feed on their eggs. And I've been up here during that time, and it is spectacular for sure. Right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so if you want to come, check out. Best way to do it is katmai.com. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the links page, click on katmai.com. I'll put up the details on our trips page when I get back. But if you want to join us next year for another fantastic trip, katmai.com, August 12th through the 19th. It's a spectacular place, a place you definitely want to go to once in your lifetime. But I warn you, once you come here once, you're going to have an addiction to it, and you're going to want to come back for sure.
I can speak to exactly that. We wanted to do it one time, bucket list type trip. There's no way you can do it once. It's a very, very special place. Well, guys, great report. Sounds fantastic. As always, Bob, nice job taking such good care of our group. And, Pete, we'll look forward to having you back home and back in the studio next week. Give us the full rundown.
We'll hook up in the fall there. We'll get together and have a beer.
Can't wait, buddy. Guys, great job. Appreciate everything, and we will look forward to Bob, more reports from Katmai. Pete, we'll look forward to having you in the studio, guys. Take care, and Bob, fly safe. Keep get our guy back here.
All right, great.
All right, thanks
boys. All right.
And Ryan, we appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Great trip.
So
cool.
Exciting, Rick. And this is the place where the mouse pattern for the trout.
That's it, man. Yeah, like we were talking about before the show, like they'll, you know, in that fish, I think early season, they'll fish exactly that big mouse and rat flies.
Wild.
Literally cast them onto the grass, like into the shore, and then hop them into the water like a mouse grin. And it's not uncommon to have a 28-inch, a 30-inch trout. You know, that's a legal sea bass.
That's insane.
Eating,
right?
Eating like a popper off the surface.
That's like
so sick. Cool.
That's ingrained in my mind. Right there.
Totally.
I want it.
Totally. Wait, let's jump into the phones. Corey.
Dude, how about Mo? Mo, calling from Vista. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
you hear me?
We can just barely hear you. Well, maybe try give us a call back there. I think we're just catching every other word and on the real quiet side. Moa, hopefully we'll put you on hold and get you in a little better cell spot. Corey, let's grab another.
How about Mike calling from, is it Albuquerque or San Carlos?
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, it's both. I'm visiting Albuquerque. But,
there you go. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I know the bluefin sometimes get quiet, so I want to go and get yellowtail. And from head to toe, the pole, the line, the hook, the upper, or whatever, what do I do? It's like on a day and a half.
Great call. What would be a favorite kelp patty, kelp and yellowtail rig, Willie?
I think 25 to 40-pound line, if you want to go straight monofilament, that's good if you want to go with your braid, right, 65-pound braid. I just think an 8-foot, medium action rod with a, suitable size reel, like I think Trinidad 14 or something like that, even a Trinidad 16 would be perfect reel for that. And hook size, gosh, depending on that starting, we've been fishing like 2-0 hook probably would be perfect for something like that. And I think that's what most of these guys are catching this fish on out here right now. It's just that 25 to 40 pound line.
Kelpin sardine, are you a circle hook guy, J hook guy? Does it matter? What do you like?
Yes and no. I'll fish both. I mean, I like fishing a circle hook for sure. I just think, if you're competent getting the bait on timely without killing your bait, circle hook's the way to go. But if, you're always in a rush, then J hook, nothing wrong with it. Just remember what you have tied on the end of your line. This is the key for sure.
Kelpin, where it's a quick hit, you still fish a piece of fluorocarbon? Does it matter? Does it matter less?
I think it matters less. I think it seems like the way those fish are biting right now, it doesn't matter. You can just pin a bait on it.
25 pounds, tie your hook on, and away you go.
Go for it.
That sounds good to me. No. Hey, Mike, good luck. Hopefully they find some yellows on your next trip.
Yeah, some good info for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're going to have more information, fish reports, taking your calls, and more when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.